Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Rabbi Ram Goldar, and there is Zechus Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel, the fifth parak, Koha Menachos Baus Matzah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Prada's students told him that Rabbi Ezra, the grandson of Rabbi Avtolas and the descendant of Rabbi Lezman Azariah and Ezra, was standing at his door. Rabbi Prada wondered at the extensive lineage given. If he's a scholar, fine. If he's a scholar and of distinguished ancestry, fine. But if he has distinguished ancestry and is not a scholar, let fire consume him. They said he was a scholar and he was invited to enter. Seeing that Rabbi Ezra was upset, Rabbi Prada told him the following drasha. Amarta l'Hashem aduniyata. You said to Hashem, you are my master. Tovasi ba'alecha. My gratitude is not to you. He explains that Knesset Yisrael said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Hachasek li tova shehodioticha ba'olam, show me gratitude that I have made you known in the world. Hashem replied, Tovasi ba'alecha, my gratitude is not to you. Eini machasik tova el Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, I only show gratitude to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, shehodiyuni tekiyu ba'olam, who first made me known to the world, as indicated in the next pasuk. That pasuk mentions the word Adir, mighty one, and reminded Rabbi Ezra about a gadita he heard using Adir multiple times, and he quoted a series of such teachings. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak says that at the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said to him, Amal Yadidi Bebesi, what is my beloved doing in my house? Avram replied, Al Iske Banei Basi, I've come concerning my children, and Hashem told them they had sinned and were exiled. Avram suggested that the sins were b'shogeg, or only by the minority, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this was not the case. Avram proposed other defenses on their behalf, which were likewise denied. Avram put his hands on his head and cried out and wept and said, Shema chas v'shalom, ein lahem takana, maybe heaven forbid, there's no remedy for them. Abbas Kol went forth saying, Zayis ranan yafir pri tor, kar Hashem shmech. Hashem has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. Ma zayzo achariso basofo, just as an olive tree, its destiny is fulfilled at its end, meaning long after being planted. Av Yisrael achariso basofo, and so to Yisrael, their destiny is fulfilled at their end. The next phrase is darshan to teach that Hashem said, Kocha shamati v'chamati alehem. I have heard your voice and I will have pity on them. The Gemara describes how their subjugation to the four kingdoms would be shortened. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Laman nimshu Yisrael azayis. Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain't olive notion, just as the olive tree. Its leaves do not fall out. Lo b'mosel cham, lo b'mosel gashamim. Neither in the summer nor in the winter, af Yisrael ein lahem betila olami. So too Yisrael, they'll never be nullified. Lo b'olam hazeh v'olam haba. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. Mazayis ein emotzi shamno el yedei kasisa. Just as an olive tree does not release its oil except through crushing, af Yisrael ein chozrin lamutav el al yedei yisurin. So too Yisrael will not return to the right way except through suffering. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Prada's students told him that Rabbi Ezra, grandson of Rabbi Avtolas, and a descendant of Rabbi Lezman Azariah and Ezra was standing at his door. Rabbi Prada wondered at the extensive lineage given. If he's a scholar, fine. If he's a scholar and of distinguished ancestry, fine. But if he has distinguished ancestry and is not a scholar, let fire consume him. They said he was a scholar and he was invited to enter. Seeing that Rabbi Ezra was upset, Rabbi Prada told him the following drasha. Amarta l'Hashem aduniyata. You said to Hashem, you are my master. Tovasi ba'alecha. My gratitude is not to you. He explains that Knesset Yisrael said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Hachasek li tova shehodioticha ba'olam. Show me gratitude that I have made you known in the world. Hashem replied, Tovasi ba'alecha. My gratitude is not to you. Eini machasik tova el Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. I only show gratitude to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, shehodiyuni tekiyu ba'olam, who first made me known to the world, as indicated in the next pasuk. That pasuk mentions the word Adir, mighty one, and reminded Rabbi Ezra about a gadita he heard using Adir multiple times, and he quoted a series of such teachings. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak says that at the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said to him, Amal Yadidi Bebesi, what is my beloved doing in my house? Avram replied, Al Iske Banei Basi, I've come concerning my children, and Hashem told them they had sinned and were exiled. Avram suggested that the sins were b'shogeg, or only by the minority, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this was not the case. Avram proposed other defenses on their behalf, which were likewise denied. Avram put his hands on his head and cried out and wept and said, Shema chas v'shalom, ein lahem takana, maybe heaven forbid, there's no remedy for them. Abbas Kol went forth saying, Zayis ranan yafir pri tor, kar Hashem shmech. Hashem has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. Ma zayzo achariso basofo, just as an olive tree, its destiny is fulfilled at its end, meaning long after being planted, Av Yisrael Acharisim Basofan, so to Yisrael, their destiny is fulfilled at their end. The next phrase is darshan to teach that Hashem said, Kocha Shemati V'chamalti Alehem, I have heard your voice and I will have pity on them. The Gemara describes how their subjugation to the four kingdoms would be shortened. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Laman Nimshu Yisrael Azayis, why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, Mazayis ain't olive notion, just as the olive tree. Its leaves do not fall out, lo b'mos ha'cham, lo b'mos ha'gashamim, neither in the summer nor in the winter. Af Yisrael ain't lehem betil olami, so to Yisrael, they'll never be nullified, lo b'lom ha'zev, lo ma'ba, neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. Mazayis ain't emotzi shamno el yedei kasisa, just as an olive tree does not release its oil except through crushing. Af Yisrael ain't chozrin lamutav el al yedei yisurin. So too Yisrael will not return to the right way except through suffering. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun gimel. Our standard siman is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Klal Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Once again, slow motion. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince? That must be Moran Duff. Nun Gimel. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Prater, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos who first made his name known to the world. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the incident where HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram in the base of Migdash during the Churban, and how Avram Avinu attempted to defend the Jewish people. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who is a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Klal Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Laman nimshu Yisrael azayis? Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain't olive notion, just as the olive tree. Its leaves do not fall out. Lo b'mos ha'cham, lo b'mos ha'gashami, neither in the summer nor in the winter. Av Yisrael ain't lehem betila olamis. So to Yisrael, they never will be nullified. Lo b'olam hazev, lo b'olam haba. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. So once again, the Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Klal Yisrael, which will never be nullified. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Mem Tes. So the Siman Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. The butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, which reminds us, Gemara has machlokes whether Akir Batalos, Havi Akira, an erroneous uprooting of Lishma, whether it's still considered an uprooting. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin asked Rabbi Chisda, if the tzibur does not have enough animals for the tamidim and musafim obligations, Ezmehen Kodim, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidim of that day certainly take precedence over the musafim of that day, since that day's tamidim are tadr umakudash, the more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidim or today's musafim, since the tamidim are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidim. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than 6 checked lambs necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Ein pochasim mashisha tlaim hamuvakarin b'lushkas katlaim. We have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days of two tumim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lamps which were examined for mumim for 4 days before Shechita.
Daf Nun. So the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passengers on the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, which reminds us that the Kohen Gadol brought a Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A braisa teaches that both destroyed halves require ibur tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Asaron of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward is preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying and baking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about the order of baking and frying of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rav Yossi says, Tafena Rabba, it should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'eh. Therefore, it's first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. Daf Nun Alf. So the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches, beaver, that must Moran Daf Nun Alf, gnaw. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Chaviti Kohen Gadol require three lugin of shemen. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if no Kohen Gadol was appointed in place of a Kohen Gadol who died, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose funds were the Chavitin brought? Rav Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibur from the funds of the community, and Rav Yudah says Mishal Yorshin from the Kohen Gadol heirs. So while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, that Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo explains that there were two takanas, midaraisa. The Minchas Chavitin were funded from the Tzibur, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Gadolim purchased the position and didn't survive a full year, based on saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishkats, they enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw that the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the Tzibur to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So, Daf Nun Beis. So the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isaron for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, if a full Isaron is brought from the morning Chavitin without a Kohen Gadol, is another brought Bein Arbayim? So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isaron for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning, and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled, and only a half kometz was offered each time, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a full Isaron to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbayim, are the Levona and Shemen doubled as well, or perhaps we only doubled that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a full Isaron for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a mincha of chametz, which reminds us the fifth parak begins. Kol menachos ba'os matzah. All menachos are brought as matzah. Chutz mechametz shebatoda u'shtei alechem she'en ba'os chametz, except for the leavened bread of the Toda, meaning 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought in shavuos, which are brought as chametz. Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol died after the first half was brought and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day? That's on Daf? None. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that we have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the Lishkas Chatzim, enough for the Karbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf? Memtaz.
Good.
Number three. Which stuff do we learn why Klal Yisrael is compared to Azayas? That's on Daf? Nun Gimel.
Good.
Number four.
Which stuff do we have a Malchokas if Zrikas Pigol is effective on Lechem, which left Yerushalayim? That's on Daf? Mem Zayin.
Good.
Number five.
Which stuff do we have a Malchokas whether Akir Batalos Havi Akira? That's on Daf? Memtaz.
Good.
Number six.
Which stuff do you discuss which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's on Daf?
None.
Good.
Number seven.
Which stuff do you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu finding Avraham Avinu in the base of Migdash during the Churban? That's on Daf?
Nun Gimel.
Good.
Number eight.
Which stuff do you discuss what the din is one shechted the two kvasim of Atzeres on 4 chalos? That's on Daf? Memchaz.
Good.
Number nine.
Which stuff do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the Avos? That's on Daf?
Nun Gimel.
Great. And number 10.
Which stuff do we discuss if the lechem was lost after Shechita? Can Zerika be performed Shelo Lashma to permit the meat? That's on Daf? Mem Zayin.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.